The sermon from St. John's Lutheran Church, Hancock, Minnesota, for June 6, 2010, the second Sunday after Pentecost.
Please stand. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word from God through which the Holy Spirit strengthens our faith in Jesus today is Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 5.
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, El Shaddai. Walk before me and be complete. I am confirming my covenant between me and you, and I will make you increase very much. Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, Behold, my covenant, yes, mine, is with you. You will become the father of a multitude of nations. You will no longer be called by the name Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I will make you the father of a multitude of nations. This is the word of our Lord. Dear friends in Christ, fellow saints, washed clean in the blood of our risen Savior, he claimed to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Sports Illustrated named him the sportsman of the 20th century. His nickname was the greatest. He was 3-time world heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali. But where is that left hook and hard right to the face that brought down George Foreman in the rumble in the jungle? At the age of 68, and debilitated by Parkinson's, Ali is no longer the powerhouse he was. How the mighty have fallen. Time, like an ever-rolling stream, soon bears us all away. We fly, forgotten, as a dream dies at the opening day. But there is one whose power does not fade. His strength does not fly away as the years roll by. For he is not simply mighty, he is almighty. He is El Shaddai, God Almighty. He does not need any help or aid, for he is all sufficient. In fact, he is the source that provides all for everyone and everything. He is El Shaddai, God Almighty, the omnipotent, the all-powerful. He can do anything. Remember that theme, dear friends. He can do anything. What hope and strength that name brought to Abraham. El Shaddai, God Almighty, what hope and strength is in that name for you and me still today. For our God is El Shaddai, God Almighty. He can do anything. Now, as we get started here, let's think back to the 1940s. In the early 40s, there was a race for the mightiest weapon the world had yet seen. The United States had its Manhattan Project, and Hitler had his heavy water experiments. And even though after the war it was discovered that Hitler was not nearly as far along in developing the atomic bomb as some had feared, yet what if? What if he had gotten the bomb first? What would the world be like today? Yes, might and power are good in the hands of an ally, but in the hands of an enemy, what terror! I am God Almighty. Are those words of a friend or a foe? Oh yes, we like to think of ourselves as the good guys, on the side of truth and justice, but God's word, the Bible, has some disturbing news for you and me. For you see, it is not you or I or some governmental or ecclesiastical organization that sets the standard. but God does. And what does he say here? Walk before me and be blameless. Have you always walked before God continuously?
Never wandering off the path, never going astray, always loving him above all, always fearing him with that holy childlike awe and reverence, always trusting him first and foremost. Is his name continually on your lips as you call on him in every trouble and as you fervently, reverently pray to him who is your hope, your strength, your glory? Is his name on your lips as you praise him before others, telling of the wonderful things he has done, giving thanks to him in all occasions? Is his word deeply rooted in your heart, the foundation of everything you say and think and do, your cherished, most cherished treasure and possession? How we have failed. And that word translated blameless here, has the idea of being whole, complete, no mark, no defect, lacking nothing. Now, certainly some can rightly claim to be blameless in the eyes of man. They have a good reputation and no criminal record. But what about in the eyes of God? He sees the dingy corners of our heart. He knows your secret sins. Nothing is hidden from him. And blamelessness before God is an all or nothing matter. Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at one point is guilty of breaking all of it, James writes by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, Jesus says in Matthew 5. And so, yes, in an international courtroom, you and I would not be guilty of genocide as Hitler would have been found guilty. But have you loved your neighbor as yourself? Never feeling prejudiced, never showing favoritism, never uttering a mean-spirited word. Have you loved your neighbor as yourself, even if that neighbor was your enemy? In God's courtroom, our own record is as damning as Hitler's. So why doesn't this name, God Almighty, El Shaddai, strike terror and despair into the hearts of Abraham? How can it be a name of hope? Only because of the promise, the covenant. Listen again to what God Almighty, El Shaddai, says to Abraham, I will confirm my covenant between me and you. As for me, this is my covenant with you. Notice how all this flows from the Lord. I will confirm. As for me, this is my covenant. This isn't a two-sided agreement or a mutual contract. No, this is a promise, an unconditional promise based entirely on God's good and gracious will. He takes the initiative. He binds himself. He makes that oath. He promises. And what was that promise? The Lord summarizes it here by telling Abraham, you will be the father of many nations. Now, for us to understand all that is contained in that summary, we need to remember what happened 24 years before this. Abram was called by the Lord then to leave his homeland and go to Canaan. And at that time, the Lord said to Abraham, he made this covenant, this promise, through you, all nations on earth will be blessed. That, dear friends, was the promise of the Savior. The Savior would come through Abraham's family line. Just as Adam and Eve brought the curse of sin and death into the world, so this Savior who would be born from Abram's family, this Savior would undo the curse with his blessing. But that was 24 years earlier, And at that time, Abraham was already 75 years old. He and his wife Sarah had no children 24 years earlier, and now, 24 years later, Abraham and Sarai still did not have a child between the two of them. How hopeless this seemed. Sarah was 89 and barren. It was impossible for Abraham to have even a child with Sarah, much less be the father of many nations. How could the Savior come through a dead stump like this? Impossible. But remember who made this covenant, who spoke these words of promise. It is El Shaddai, God Almighty. He can do anything. And that's what was Abraham's faith and hope. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 4 helps us understand that as he writes about this, saying, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old and Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. For he is El Shaddai, God Almighty. What hope his promises bring." Abraham lived by this faith that trusted God's promise to send the Savior to remove the curse of sin and death. And that, dear friends, that is your faith as well. And so Abraham is your father. Oh, not biologically speaking. No, biologically, Abraham became the father of a few nations at best. But that wasn't God's promise to him, was it? Not that he'd be the father of few, but of many nations. For you see, all who trust God's promise to send the Savior to overcome the curse of sin and death, all those believers whose hope is in the Savior just as Abraham's was, they all are Abraham's spiritual children, no matter what nation they come from, and that includes you and me as well. And that is how Abraham is the father of many nations, for all believers in Jesus Christ are his children. And again, the Apostle Paul helps us understand this when he writes, "Therefore, the promise came by faith, so that it may be by grace, and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, 'I have made you the father of many nations.' He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed." Romans 4. Yes, dear friends, that promise, that covenant God made with Abraham is for you. The Savior who came from Abraham's family line is for you. Galatians 3 says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.'" As Jesus hung there on the cross, he took not only the curse that Abraham deserved for his sins, he took the curse that each and every one of us, the curse that the entire world deserves for every sin. Jesus took your curse and gave you his blessing in exchange. But how? How could the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, who truly was blameless and perfect and complete in every way, how could he die in the place of guilty sinners? How? Because he is El Shaddai, God Almighty. He can do anything. What hope his promise brings to us. Believe that promise. Build your hope on it. For you see that blameless, perfect record of goodness and righteousness that belongs to Jesus. God counts and credits it to you. That's what Abraham believed. He believed God's promise that the Savior's righteousness was credited to him. And you also, dear friend, through faith in Jesus, sinner though you are, even you are blameless in God's sight. For the blamelessness of Jesus Christ counts for you. Keep on believing this promise. Keep on building your hope on it. For this promise will not fail. For it is made by God Almighty, El Shaddai. He can do anything. And oh, how this promise, this good news changes the way we live. Why would we not walk before Him who has loved us so dearly? Why would we not strive to blamelessly do His will all the days of our life? Look at what He has done for us. He didn't speak to our ancestors or bind Himself to a promise to one of our forefathers, no. But nonetheless, He has brought you and me into His family through baptism. He washed away your sins and clothed you with Christ's righteousness. And so look to Him. Look to Him for that strength to walk before Him and be blameless. For He is El Shaddai, God Almighty. He takes care of us. When you feel weak, alone, powerless. When evil seems so strong, so enticing, so oppressive. Remember who your God is. He is El Shaddai. He is God Almighty. He takes care of you, for He can do anything. Don't think you need to compromise with the world to make it through life. Don't conform to this age. Don't camouflage the way you live, thinking you need to blend in. Rather, live boldly and blamelessly for your God. Walk before Him all your days, for He is taking care of you, and nothing can stop Him from doing that, for He is El Shaddai, God Almighty. Even the laws of nature must submit to Him. Again, remember Abraham. He became a father at the age of 100. Trust your God, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Trust Him to take care of you. And in order to strengthen our trust, our faith in Him, He also holds His promises before us. We hear how He took Abram and changed his name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of many. And just as He did that, in order to strengthen Abraham's faith in the promise, so also He has given you a new name, His family name, through when you were baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. His baptismal promise to you strengthens your faith in His promise. Ponder the promises He made to you through the water and word of baptism. And so also in the Lord's Supper as well, He again brings His promises to you to strengthen your faith. The body of Christ and the blood of Christ given for you to eat and to drink. His covenant of forgiveness is truly for you. Believe it, dear friend. Believe it, for He is El Shaddai. His power has not faded with time. He is still the greatest. He can do anything. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.